Back in 2003, the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad coaster in Disneyland derailed, ending the lives of several park guests in the blink of an eye. When you think about how many people come through those park gates every day, though, a travesty like that doesn't seem to be all that hard to imagine. However, upon further inspection, the details of this particular accident definitely become far, far stranger. Investigators determined that the cause of the accident was one of the wheels and tracks had become loosened, and that the car hit a specific turn at too high of a speed, snapping one of the wheels off and sending the coaster tumbling out into the park. The police determined that it happened very abruptly and was not due to park maintenance being negligent, considering they had testimony from multiple different employees stating that the wheels and track were in working order during opening procedures on the day of the crash. They chalked it up to a freak accident, something that just shouldn't have happened. I beg to differ. In fact, being one of the most talked about accidental deaths at Disney, many people seem ignorant to some of the very important details. Details that I know because I was supposed to be on the car that crashed that day. I was at Disney with my church group from back in 2003. One of the boys and I, a kid named Thomas, who I didn't know that well, broke off from the group to go ride Thunder Mountain because everyone else in our group was too chicken to do it. Me being sort of a thrill seeker, I told him we had to ride in the back. I had heard recently that the back seat of roller coasters actually feel the fastest, and that was something I definitely wanted to confirm. He disagreed though and decided to get in the front row of the car after mine. When it started, I was really enjoying the ride. It was actually way less scary than I had thought it was going to be. So, I was just relaxing, taking in the scenery. We were coasting through this little mining town area, and I thought I saw a head in the shadows, through one of the windows of a fake little saloon. It was weird because you could barely see it. I thought, why would they put an animatronic in an unlit area like that, if no one would even notice? I just shrugged it off though, like anyone would, and immediately got pulled back into the experience. That was until I noticed a dark little entranceway into the side of the mountain with what appeared to be a crouching little man in the shadows. I honestly couldn't believe what I was seeing. I yelled to someone in front of me, but by the time anyone turned, we were already past it. When I got off the coaster, I told one of the employees I thought there was a man in the track, and she assured me she would check on it. I guess maybe they didn't take the word of a 13-year-old to heart, though. Because the cars didn't stop running. That was when the track broke, derailing Thomas's train. I still think him and I would have become great friends if that hadn't happened. If I had gotten him to ride with me, or if I had convinced the girl to stop the ride, I could have saved him. I think about that almost every day. So when the case went cold, I felt very defeated. I had told the police many times what I had seen that day, but they never believed me. They said that they had done a sweep of the track, as well as viewed security footage, and hadn't seen any people in the set. For years, I couldn't get past it. The thing really consumed me. That was why I got a job at Disney, and made sure I transferred over to Thunder Mountain as soon as I could. Working at a ride as old and famous as that one, you hear stories after becoming employed there. There were rumors about things being moved around the ride, without management knowing about it, and these little fires popping up unexplainably. But for the longest time, I couldn't find anyone who had actually seen the things that I had seen that day. That was until I met Clint. He was an old man who had actually worked at that ride for 15 years. He told me that about 5 years earlier, he thought he saw some kid digging into the ground under the track when he was closing up one night. He told his superiors about it and they closed down the entire ride to search for the kid. But nothing was ever found. He claimed it happened on a very cloudy and dark night, a night that something could easily scurry around the tracks and remain undetected. So a few weeks later, I picked up a shift on a night that was just like that, and I opted to walk the track during closing. When I was out on the set checking the track, I started hearing weird noises. They sounded like pickaxes and shovels doing work somewhere on the ride. So I explored along the outside of the track pretending that I had to go pick up a Mickey hat and approached the little entrance to the mountain I had seen all those years before. Upon entering, I found a pitch black little chamber that smelled like something had been burning inside. I turned on my flashlight and witnessed to my horror a little fire pit with some sort of carcass on top of the coals. Then, from deeper down inside the tunnel, I heard footsteps slowly approaching me. I pointed my flashlight down inside and the light casted across these dirty little old men, greasy and sweaty. The weirdest part about them was they were totally naked. They giggled and bounced around like little kids while licking their chops and carefully approaching me. I dropped my flashlight and hauled ass out of there, but not before I was attacked by one of them who was standing outside of the little entrance. His slimy old arms wrapped around my head, and he tried biting me on my face and ears. He was very strong for an old man, and held me there long enough for others to grab on as well. Before I knew it, they had me on the ground and completely unable to move. The sound of our struggle must have gotten the attention of Clint, though, who yelled out to me from the other side of the ride track. The little men appeared very upset by this. I guess they must take great pleasure in whatever it was they were about to do to me. Then one of the shortest ones opened a little vial and started throwing this liquid at me. When it hit my skin, it burned, and I started screaming bloody murder. He then whispered into my ear, "We see you now." Then he turned and scurried away deep into the tunnel. The others ran, and in the blink of an eye, they were completely out of sight as well. I don't really know if I ever truly recovered from that night. When the incident was reported, the cops never found anything, as usual, and chalked the whole thing up to me having PTSD from seeing my friend die in the past. But they could never explain my scratched up arms and burn marks I had from the liquid. I immediately quit my job there and have not gone back to Disney since. Things have started to get really weird around my house, though. I've been finding slaughtered animals on my lawn almost every morning, and yesterday, my car's brakes snapped while I was driving on the road. I know this could just be a coincidence, but I'm still really scared. I just can't shake the feeling that my friend Thomas won't be the only one to suffer a tragic fate at the hands of the Thunder Mountain Men.